What do you think of this new 10:15 time? Is this a good thing? Yeah? It's going to be good stuff. So we're going to start our hymn sing this morning with Love Will Guide Us. I invite you to rise as your spirits and bodies allow. We're going to sing this without accompaniment, hopefully. So we'll see how it goes. There we go. And so just join in when you're ready. Love will guide us. Peace has tried us. Hope inside us will lead the way on the road from greed to giving. Love will guide us through the hard night. All right, shake out those cobwebs and let's pick up a little bit more pace on it, okay? Here we go. If you cannot sing like angels, if you cannot speak before thousands, you can give from deep within you. You can change the world with your love. Love will guide us. Peace has tried us. Hope inside us will lead the way on the road from greed to giving. Love will guide us through the hard night. I invite you to take a moment and to greet your neighbors, those around you. Just say hello. You need to, did I steal it from you? I'm sorry. Oops. I just need to remember, what's the number? 1011, here we go. All right, and so now, today we're going to be talking about Sukkot and Yom Kippur and Jewish religion and some of our relationships with it and continuing our conversation on faith. And so this is a Jewish song about returning to the land of one's birth, being exiled from the land in which you were raised and wanting to return to it. But we've all had those moments of feeling like we've been exiled in our own lives. And so this is a song about returning to those places where we feel most at home. And so just join in when you're ready. Return again, return again. Return to the home of your soul. Return again. Return again. Return to the home of your soul. Return to who you are. Return to what you are. Return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return to who you are. Return to what you are. Return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again. Return again, return to the home of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. And some of you will remember this song that we did a few weeks ago. This is from Emma's Revolution. Any Emma's Revolution fans in the house? I have had the privilege of jamming with them. They are an amazing couple of folks. And so this is one of their songs. They wrote it right after 9/11 occurred as a way to talk about how we needed to be loving and caring across all religious traditions, no matter what happens. And so it goes like this. Peace, salam, shalom. 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 Keep going. Peace. Keep going. Keep singing. You can do it. Peace, salam, shalom. Keep going. Peace, salam, shalom. We will love one another forever. Peace, salam, shalom in Ferguson. In New York, in Riyadh, peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Peace, salam, shalom. Beautiful. Please be seated.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the First Unitarian Church of Alton. My name is Joy Heft, and I welcome you as we begin our church year. This is a congregation that gathers in faith, not the faith in one religion or a God or any one thing. We gather in faith in the power of diversity, the power of love, and the hope of a world transformed by our care. We gather in faith in ourselves and those around us, not a faith that requires perfection or rightness in one another, faith that in our shared imperfection we may learn to stumble and fall together, faith that we will help one another to rise and try again and again. We are Unitarian Universalists. I offer my welcome to you and, in particular, to those who are first-time visitors. We welcome you and especially encourage you to join us after worship for coffee and conversation. Information about the church is available from the new member desk during coffee hour or from any of the people gathered here. We invite you to fill out one of the visitor cards found in the back of your hymnal and place it in the offering plate or give it to an usher. We'll send you our church newsletter for the next 3 months to let you know about the programs and activities going on here at the church. We are glad you are here and hope to see you again on future Sundays. We do have a nursery for infants and young children out this door and to the left. At the front of our sanctuary, we have a spirit chair, which includes activities for all ages, including coloring pages, crayons, pipe cleaners, and more. You are invited to go to the spirit chair at any time during the service to take an activity back to your seat. We welcome everyone into this home of comfort, spirit, justice, and hope. Announcements. I have one announcement from Ed Navarre. The first through sixth grade RE program continues to seek readers. Fortunate volunteers will get to read from the Dr. Seuss Canon of Literature. Volunteers are urgently needed.
Good morning. My name is Reverend Sunshine Jeremiah Wolf. I am the interim minister here at the First Unitarian Church of Alton. That means I'm here on a limited contract. I have about 9 more months while the search committee, The search committee members, yes. Thank you. Do some very hard and arduous work in searching for your next settled minister. I am happy to be able to serve here, and it's a privilege to get this church year started with our religious education program today. You'll notice we're at a new time. Same channel, new time. 10:15, and then at 11:15 each week, we will have religious education for all ages. I'm hearing a lot of interesting programs coming out. It sounds like there might be a Course in Miracles that's going to occur. I know Ron Glossop's continuing his study. I'll be offering Inspire programs for adults, and then, of course, our children and youth will continue with their programs. I would like the RE Council to stand up. Anybody who's on the RE Council? Okay, thank you. Yes. Please be seated. Joy is the chair of the RE Council, and so today's a big day for her. I thought it was rather brave that she would be a worship associate and get that going at the same time. You didn't think about it, yes, fair enough. So if you have questions about the religious education program for children and youth, please speak to Joy. If you have a question about adults, please speak to me. We have a number of events coming up in the coming weeks, and I just want to turn your attention to them first. On October 9th, we'll be having our next movie in the Race film series. It will be Fruitvale Station. That'll be at 7 o'clock. The second Friday of every month, we'll have a different movie, and this month is Fruitvale Station. On October 10th, we will be having our vision and mission workshop. How many of you care about the future of this church? Okay. How many of you care about what the next minister thinks about this church? The vision and mission is a big, big part of that. So I highly encourage you to attend the vision and mission workshop. Yes, it is very long. It is the last time I will ask for an entire Saturday from any of you. Well, unless you're in leadership, but everybody else. So 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., October 10th, there will be childcare, there will be lunch. And please register either on a sign-up sheet that I need to remember to put out on the desk or on Facebook. And I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, well, if I remember it, I'll tell you later. That concludes this morning. Oh, no, I remembered it. Ah, and we can't forget it. I'd like our new accompanist, Teresa Ferguson, to please stand up. Please welcome her. Teresa teaches piano at, what's the name of the?
Halpin's Music Store.
And comes to us highly recommended, and we're glad that she's here. She's a little nervous, so please be gentle with her as she gets to know us and gets back into the habit of playing on a Sunday on a regular basis. Thank you. That concludes this morning's announcement.
Today's prelude is a cup song as performed by the Maccabees. The words come from a traditional Shabbat song called Dror Yikra. Our worship begins with this prelude.
Dror Yikra Leveinim Bad V'Yinzachem Kimo Vavad Nim Shimchem V'Lo Yushpat Shivu V'Nuchu V'Yom Shabbat Dirosh Navi V'Yulami V'Yot Yeshas Shema Kuli Viomer kodshecha
Shimor Shabbat kodshecha
Our call to worship. O source of peace, lead us to peace, a peace profound and true. Lead us to a healing, to mastery of all that drives us to war within ourselves and with others. May our deeds inscribe us in the book of life and blessing, righteousness and peace. O source of peace, bless us with peace.
As Mary Weber lights our chalice this morning, I invite you to join me in reciting and engaging in the hand motions for our chalice lighting words. We light this chalice, symbol of Unitarian Universalism. May it remind us of the divine spark in all of creation, the power of love to heal what is broken, and to be grateful for life's blessings each day.
And we will repeat our here covenant. To strengthen and nurture our welcoming community with love, compassion, and respect, we covenant together to honor and make peace for our diversity, respect our volunteers, leaders, and staff by supporting balance in their lives and in their personal and professional pursuits. Encourage each member to develop a personal spiritual practice that cultivates honesty and acceptance. Remembering our humanness, we acknowledge our imperfection and extend forgiveness to ourselves and others. Engage within our own and the larger community with integrity, taking responsibility for actions, facilitating right relationships, and living into the journey. And our first hymn is If I'm a Unitarian Universalist.
I invite you to rise as your spirits and bodies allow as we sing this one last time for our hymn of the month. Sing it with gusto, I hope you know it by now. Yes, so here we go.
That tolerance will
take a collection from the bounty of this community. As you give to our collection plate this week, please take a moment to reflect on these words by Heather Christensen. Unitarian Universalism is a grand vision of a world filled with peace and justice, love and joy. That vision is embodied in a few large congregations, numerous mid-sized congregations, and many, many small congregations. No matter its size, every congregation depends on each of its members. Each one of you, by your commitment of time, energy, and resources, helps make that grand vision real. Individually and together, we are Unitarian Universalists, building a world filled with peace and justice, love and joy. May this morning's offering be greatly received and may it be joyfully given.
I invite you to join me in reciting our offertory blessing. To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, we dedicate ourselves and these our offerings. Excuse us for a minute.
Please join me in responsive reading the cry of the realist up on the board. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity.
What do people gain from all the toil in which they toil under the sun?
A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever.
The sun still rises and the sun goes down and hurries to the place where it rises.
The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. Round and round goes the wind. And on its circuits, the wind returns.
All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. To the place where the streams flow, there they continue to flow.
All things are wearisome, more than one can express.
The eye is not satisfied with seeing, or the ear filled with hearing.
What has been and what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun.
Go, eat your bread with enjoyment, and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has long ago approved what you do.
Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun.
So why talk about Judaism in a Unitarian Universalist worship service? Any theories why we would talk about Judaism in a UU worship service? Oh, it's one of our sources. Which one of our sources is it? Ah, here we go. Sabrina knows. Look at the book. It's in the front of the gray hymnal, in case you're curious. All of our sources and our principles are there. Good job. All right. Jewish and Christian teachings, which call us to respond to God's love by loving our neighbors as ourselves. And this month, we're talking about faith, right? And most of this month, I have stayed away from the God word and faith and focused mainly on faith as understanding it as a trust in someone or something. Now, how many of you have been thinking about faith this month who have been coming to church? Has it kind of been on your mind? Maybe you've been thinking about what do you have faith in? Yeah? Faith in God, for some of our Unitarian Universalists, comes really easy. It is what they live. They believe in the God. They believe in the goddess. That is the source of their faith and their meaning. And for other Unitarian Universalists, that word God is like poison ivy and just makes them want to scratch. You know who you are. And that's because God, as a concept, has been used as a condemnation, right? It's been used to say, these are the people who are in the in club, and these are the people who are in the out club. These are the people who are going to heaven, these are the people who are going to hell. But the truth is that faith is just like the words of Ecclesiastes. It's about recognizing that there's nothing new under the sun and having faith in the cycles of life. King Solomon is considered to be the wisest of the kings in the Old Testament. Anybody know why? According to the Bible, it's because he lived a really, really long time, and he had literally seen it all. How many of you feel like you've seen it all? Ah, nobody. Okay, good. That's important. You will never see it all. But one of the things that King Solomon says is, if you think you've seen something new, know that someone else has seen it before, right? I find faith in that, trust in that. Trust in the notion that everything that has happened will happen again. That all of us will have been infants and all of us will die. That there always has been sand and there's always been water. That there's always been fire and warmth. That no matter what happens, no matter how shaky my life seems, how much it feels like things are terrible and awful, the truth is the world will go on without me or with me. Nothing new under the sun. In the Jewish religious tradition, we've just celebrated Yom Kippur, yes? And one of the things about Yom Kippur is that before you get to the day of Yom Kippur, you have to go to those that you think you've wronged and ask forgiveness. And if someone comes to you and asks forgiveness, you have to give it. How many of you feel like you could just give forgiveness if somebody asked for it? That's a hard one, right? For some, and I'm happy to see some hands up, but for a lot of people, that's difficult to just offer forgiveness. But part of the reason that we do that is because when we say, I'm sorry, how many of you have said, I'm sorry, right? When you say, I'm sorry, you're showing compassion. You're showing love for your neighbor. Right? But you first have to be compassionate towards yourself. Have you ever had a time in your life when you couldn't forgive yourself for something? I think most everyone has. And the truth is that until we forgive ourselves, we can't forgive others. Until I say, I'm sorry that I made that mistake against myself, self. How many of you say, call yourself self? Sunshine. I'm sorry, sunshine. I didn't mean to, sunshine. I'm sorry. Right? But when I say that I'm sorry, I show love for myself. And when I say sorry to me, then I can say sorry to other people. Right? So, it is important to ask forgiveness and to offer it when we can, because it frees our soul. It frees our spirit. It frees the energy tied up in us. And so I offer you this. Can you say, "I'm sorry," and move on? As a regular spiritual practice, as something you do day in and day out. This morning we're going to engage in a little bit of a ritual through music. And the line goes, "We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love." Say those words with me. We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love. We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love. And you notice it says we begin again. It assumes that we're going to make mistakes and that we're going to make them again. Right? I know the perfectionists in the house are like, "Not if I can help it." But the truth is, the truth is, even the perfectionists are going to make those same mistakes again, right? Because we are imperfect beings. As much as we'd like to be perfect and we'd like everything to be just right or just so, we cannot be that perfect person. And so we have to forgive ourselves and then each other and then begin again in love and know that we're going to have to do it all over again tomorrow, over and over and over. So we're going to hear the music and then we'll sing it. Remaining silent when a single voice would have made a difference.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again.
For each time that our fears have made us rigid and inaccessible.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love.
Yes, the music will go a little different than the words, so we'll have to hang on to the melody. For each time we have struck out in anger without just cause.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again.
For each time that our greed has blinded us to the needs of others.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again in love.
For the selfishness that sets us apart and alone.
We forgive ourselves and each other.
For falling short of the admonitions of the Spirit.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again.
For losing sight of our unity.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin again.
For those and for so many acts, both evident and subtle, which have fueled the illusion of separateness.
We forgive ourselves and each other. We begin.
So.
Each week we take some time to remember and be with the joys and celebrations and the sorrows and struggles in our life. We invite each person here to take a stone from the bowl as they enter worship or as they come up to the water bowl and place a stone in the water, symbolizing those joys and celebrations, those concerns and struggles in their lives, in a ritual of joys and sorrows. I invite those who wish to place a stone in the bowl to come forward now. For all those joys and sorrows that lie in the silent sanctuary of our hearts, and for those who cannot be with us today in community. For our meditation this morning, I need a couple of volunteers. Anybody willing to come up and help me out? Any age, you don't have to be a kid. You can be a kid. Ah, Isabel, come on. And Robin and Yomi. Stand kind of in a semicircle. You're going to need your hands. Okay. All right, just a little bit back so they can. Yes, there we go. We're going to do what's called a movement meditation. Okay. And what I need are just a few words from the community about what you would like prayed for. Is there anything in particular you would like us to meditate on today? Your housing. Okay, housing.
Peace.
Peace. Openness.
Clean water.
And clean water. I want you to be housing. Peace. What do you think peace looks like? Okay. I was going to go with this, but that works. And openness. You can do both. Okay, openness, and I'll do water. Okay. Are there any other blessings that we need? When you hear me say the word, you're going to do what each person is doing, all right? So, we offer blessings to Mike and his hope for housing. And we offer blessings and hope for peace in the world. Important to have it forward. And we offer blessings and hope for openness. And we offer blessings and peace and hope for clean water. We offer blessings for hope,
for housing for all people who need it. And we offer blessings and hope for all who need peace within themselves. And we offer hope and blessings for openness within our hearts, our minds, our spirits. And we offer hope for abundant clean water in places that do not have it. We offer blessings and hope for housing for animals in need of shelter. And we offer blessings and hope for peace in the war-torn parts of our world. And we offer blessings and hope for openness between people who are conflicting, particularly in our political process, between our religious communities, and in those who are oppressed in all the ways in which we divide. May we be open. And we offer blessings and hope for clean water for all people around the world who may not be given access to that water, for greed and for drought. May we offer blessings for all of these things and more, for housing, for peace, for openness, for water, for love, and for gratitude. May it be so. Now we will sing Spirit of Life. Spirit.
How many of you like documentaries?
How many of you like cartoons? Ah, more than documentaries, interesting. So as I mentioned, after Yom Kippur in Judaism, there's a celebration called Sukkot. It is a commandment from the book of Deuteronomy, and it is a time in which Jewish people the world over read the book of Ecclesiastes, that which was written by King Solomon. And so this is a bit of a video. This is our intergenerational video about what Sukkot is and what it can mean.
It's Sukkot, the harvest festival, where people live in booths for a week, and we read the book of Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, the radical and at times hopeless words of wisdom written by King Solomon. And here we go. All is vanity. And a chasing after the wind, said the king who rise and fall, the great and the small. Said the king who'd seen it all. Said the king who'd seen it all. The sun rises, the sun goes down. The wind blows south and it turns around. All the rivers run into the sea, the sea is in fall. And nothing is new under the sun. Now if you see something new, you know it's been done. So go and have fun and enjoy being young. All is vanity and a chasing after the wind, said the king who rise and fall, the great and the small. Said the king who'd seen it all. Said the king who'd seen it all. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and too much wisdom can get you real mad, and knowing too much can get you real sad. But laughter is foolish, and joy, what does it get? I try to be happy, by drinking some wine. I built myself houses and gardens of all shapes and all kinds. I gathered silver and the treasure of kings. I got myself singers and big bands and blings. So I was greater than anyone before. Whatever I desired, I got it and more. All is vanity, and I'm chasing after the wind. Said the king, the rise and fall, the great and the small. Said the king who'd seen it all. Said the king who'd seen it all. There's reason and time for everything under the sky. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to break and a time to make. A time to love and a time to hate. Sometimes sorrow is better than laughter. And sometimes sadness can get your heart higher. Sometimes the hardcore yelling of the wise is better than the pop song of fools and the sweetness of lies. And yesterday's heartaches can be tomorrow's good old time. Now don't be overly righteous nor overly wise. I've seen the just men suffer and the evil men thrive. When the wise don't get the fortune and the skilled don't get the fame. And no one knows who's winning or losing this game. All is vanity and we're chasing after the wind. Said the king, the rise and fall, the great and small. Said the king who'd seen it all. Said the king who'd seen it all.
How many of you have celebrated Sukkot? Anybody? Hanging out in a sukkah is kind of a fun experience. It's usually just made out of, well, these days it can be made out of a small tent that you buy at a tent store. Okay, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. And it's meant to be a time of celebration. And one of the things that I take heart in it coming right after the new year in the Jewish calendar, is it's a time to ground ourselves again in what's meaningful and what's powerful. In food, in community, in remembering the ancestors who have made our lives possible, in being with what we know to be true and the wisdom of what we don't know. It's not good to be too wise. Any of you struggle with that idea? It's not good to be too wise. And knowing too much can make you real sad. How many of you have felt sad because you know so much is going on, right? It's easy to feel sad when we know so much. But part of being in that sukkah is to remember that there are things that are ever present, ever tangible and real, that have nothing to do with experience or with knowledge. It's relationships. It's being together. It's being with God. It's being with the heart of what is true for us, what is real. It can be really easy to go about our day-to-day lives, going to school and learning our multiplication tables, going to work and getting all those reports done, being retired and trying to do all the things that you have on your bucket list, whatever it is, going about life day-to-day with so many things to do. So important to just stop and be. When I think about faith, I think that sometimes we forget that faith is simply about that, about the possibility of just being with the ones we love and doing the things we love with them. Folks talk about, you know, well, people in poverty, they're never happy, and it's interesting. I grew up in poverty, and I actually feel like that community was happier than the middle class community I came into. And it's because we played cards at all hours of the night and talked about everything under the sun and told fart jokes and were just silly together because we knew that was what was really important. Right? Taking that time. I have faith in each of you because I enjoy your company. And I invite you to look around the room for a minute. I know, introverts, you can do it. Around the room. Just be real in this moment. Have faith in this moment and in the people here now. Forget your multiplication tables or what year the Gettysburg Address was or whether your boss is mad at you or whatever struggle you are living with, and just be here now in this long-term sukkah of people who love you just for who you are. I have faith in that. Even when I'm mad at any one of you or you're mad at me, I still have faith in that love, that connection, that playing of pipe cleaners, coloring of books, singing of songs, chanting of words, all the things that we do together in community. Having faith in just those simple things. Because when we get into all the other details, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. We find that we remember that those things are important, but not as important as being here together now. I invite you to say from your seats, in this month as we've been thinking about faith, to share in three words or less things that you, or people, or beings that you have faith in, that give you faith. Your poetry. Thank you.
Watching kids having a great experience at karate class.
Watching kids have great experience at karate class. Yes, I can see that. This congregation. Mary, what was it you said yesterday?
The river.
The river, yes. Yummy.
Animals in the cycle of life.
The seasons. Talks?
Dogs.
You hear those as whole phrases. I have faith in my poetry. I have faith in the river. I have faith in animals in the cycle of life. I have faith in dogs. I have faith in this congregation. I have faith in Earth Dance Farm.
In humanity.
I have faith in humanity. I want to go back to what I said at the beginning of the service in conclusion. None of us are perfect. And forgiveness is a part of faith. Because to have faith in these things, faith in humanity, faith in the river, faith in all of the things in our lives, we have to accept that sometimes they're going to fail us. Faith is having that trust even when those things we have faith in fail us. I think for Unitarian Universalists, if there's one thing that's hard for people to understand, is that God can fail a person and they can still have faith in God. And so the next time you meet someone, or if you experience it in your own life where you're having that faithful moment with God or Goddess or Earth, or even science, because sometimes science, I'm like, really? Whatever it is, faith is about trust in the face of our imperfections. So may we go forth this week offering our trust and our gratitude and saying yes to life. I invite you to say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Whenever possible, say yes to the universe. In faith, may it be so. Our closing hymn is Shalom Havarim, which is a Jewish hymn that means, together friends we go in peace. Together friends we go in peace. So I invite you to rise as your spirits and bodies allow and join in singing Shalom Havarim. And before we play it, hold on. Say these words. Shalom Havarim.
Shalom Havarim.
Lahit Rayot. Lahit Rayot. Whenever you see an apostrophe after an L, it usually is a L or L sound. So Lahit Rayot. Now let's do it.
We're going to hear it once. To turn across the chandelier and face your neighbors. In these people may you have faith. On this ground may you have faith. In this building may you have faith. Not faith in something beyond your knowing, but faith in the here and the now and in the smiles and the beauty of these people. May you have faith going forth, returning to this community in hope and in strength. And may you share the light and wisdom of this community with yourself, your family, and the world. May it be so.